Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Nursing School Week by Week podcast. This is your host, Melanie, and today I'm talking about the top three apps you need as a nursing student. Now, I'm about halfway through my nursing school program, and I am telling you, these apps have saved me so much time, and I truly believe they've been instrumental in helping me make A's in my classes. All right, so we're just going to jump right in. So the first app that's a must-have is Picmonic. Picmonic uses pictures to help you remember the information you're going to need for the exams. For example, let's say you're taking pharmacology and you need to learn about penicillin. You'd pull up the Picmonic app, watch a short 1 to 2 minute video that teaches you what you need to know about penicillin while looking at a cartoon-like picture. And they say a picture speaks 1,000 words, right? And that is so true. And when it comes to studying, what would you rather memorize, 1 picture or 1,000 words? After you watch the short educational video, you're then going to listen to a story that goes along with the picture, all while you're staring at the picture. So Picmonic is actually sponsoring this episode, so I can play a little clip for you of part of the story that you'd hear if you were learning about penicillin. So in this Picmonic, penicillin, drawn as a pencil villain, is busting out his fellow villain from prison.
Your maximum security prison is no match for the likes of pencil villain. I can break any cell wall that stands in my way. Nothing can stop me from assembling a gang of supervillains bent on world domination. I have come for my number 2. The grand positive angel. He looks innocent enough to disarm any do-gooder when he's within striking distance. Chop, chop, slice!
So in the clip, penicillin broke down the wall of the cell or prison to free his sidekick, a graham cracker with purple wings, or graham positive angel. So just by remembering this picture, we can remember that penicillin works by weakening or breaking down cell walls, and that it's used to treat gram-positive infections. Now, listen to this clip of the educational video, and you're going to get the connection.
You can remember penicillin by the pencil villain busting out his fellow villain from prison. This drug works by weakening cell walls, thereby causing bacterial cell death, shown by the villain breaking the cell wall. It is used for gram-positive infections, the gram-positive angel.
This really works, you guys. I don't know how many times I've been in the middle of taking an exam, and these pictures just pop into my head. I may have narrowed down the multiple choice question to just 2 options, and then I remember the Picmonic picture, and most of the time I'm able to pick the right test option. In the Picmonic app, after you've watched the educational video and listened to the story on your topic, you can take a short quiz to reinforce what you've just learned. And this is so important because we know active learning, like taking practice tests and quizzes, is one of the best uses of your study time. Don't just be rereading the book or rewriting your notes. That's a waste of your precious time. You must engage in active learning. And I'm going to go into greater depth with this in my next episode, where I'm going to go into detail about my study system. Picmonic will cost you about $5 a month normally, but I have a referral link in the description that'll save you 20%. All right. The second app you need as a nursing student is nursing.com. This app will save you from having to read the textbook. And believe me, you are not going to have time to read the textbook. Nursing.com has over 300 videos made by veteran nurses. Each video is about 10 minutes long. It's easy to understand and helps you see the big picture of whatever topic you're learning. These 10-minute videos are perfect to watch before your lecture on the topic so that you can go into your class with a basic level of understanding on which to build. All right, so to use the nursing.com app, let's say you were learning about skin burns. You'd first watch the video called Burn Injuries, Then there are 15 study tools that you can look at, such as photos of burns in the different stages and degrees, and case studies. You probably won't have time to look at all 15 study tools, but you can pick and choose what you want. The case studies are really useful to think more deeply about the topic and get practice thinking like a nurse. Nursing.com is a perfect companion to use with Picmonic because they actually link to each other's videos. So after you watch a Nursing.com video on burns, you could click on the link to the Picmonic on burns considerations or burns interventions. They complement each other really well. But my favorite part of Nursing.com is the quizzes. After each video, you can take a quiz on the topic. They're usually about 5 to 10 questions, and they even include some of those select all that apply questions, which are great to practice on, because those are the ones that most people struggle with. And they give explanations for the correct answers and why the wrong answers were wrong. A Nursing.com subscription is more expensive than Picmonic. It's going to run you $39 a month, but you can do a 3-day trial to see if you like it first. And the third app you need as a nursing student, and I would argue as any student, is the Anki flashcard app. I tried using paper index cards as flashcards, and it was fun making them. I got to use pretty highlighters and pens, but when it came to actually using them, I didn't. It was just too many cards to handle. I make a lot of flashcards, and you probably will as a nursing student also. I make anywhere from 200 to 500 per exam. So being able to have them all on my phone everywhere I go is priceless. This way, I can study while I'm taking my dog for a walk, which I wouldn't be able to do if I was trying to shuffle through 400 index cards. But there are lots of mobile flashcard apps, so what makes Anki the best? Two words, spaced repetition. If you haven't heard of the benefit of spaced repetition, it's an evidence-based learning technique where the flashcards you're still learning or are having a difficult time remembering are shown more frequently, while the easier ones are shown less frequently. And just about when you would forget one, the Anki app shows it to you again. And this helps you maximize your study time because you're not wasting time on the cards that you already know. Anki is also perfect to use with Picmonic because you can add a picture of the Picmonic as part of your answer on a flashcard. This ensures that you're looking at that Picmonic picture on a regular basis. If you've got an Android phone, the app is free, but unfortunately, it'll cost you $25 for the iPhone version. And I know that's a lot of money for an app, but it's a one-time cost and it's totally worth it. All right, you guys, those are the top 3 study apps you need as a nursing student. I hope this was helpful to you, and I really hope you try some of these out. They've been so helpful to me. In the next episode, I'm going to be breaking down my own study routine in great detail, excruciating detail. So join me for that, and have a great week.